Welcome back to KPR Presents. I'm Kay McIntyre. For the rest of this hour, a conversation with Tim Bascom. He's the executive director of the Kansas Book Festival, taking place September 24th at Washburn University in Topeka. Tim, it is great to see you again.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me come in again.
For people who haven't heard of the Kansas Book Festival or aren't familiar with it, what's the idea?
The festival is just a chance for people to experience an author one-on-one and get a book and walk away with something new and interesting to read. And the festival's a large gathering that has activities that are fun as well. Food that you can buy from a food truck, music that you can listen to at a stage, that kind of thing.
This is your second year as the executive director. What do you feel like you learned from last year that you hope to bring to this year's festival?
I think we've learned that people really enjoy having a panel that is talking with several people interacting over a topic that's interesting, not just an author saying, I wrote this book, this is what it took to write it, but here's this conversation. And often, you know, an odd pairing that people might not expect can lead to a really interesting conversation. We got a lot of positive feedback about that last year. And Washburn is a great space for us to be meeting in. It's a very friendly place. In terms of not having to go through security as we had to in the past at the Topeka Capitol, and people just being excited about having us there, I mean, as an academic institution.
Earlier this hour, we heard from Lucas Basir, the author of Running Out, In Search of Water on the High Plains. It was a Kansas Notable book, and one of the features of the Kansas Book Festival is recognition of the Kansas Notable Book Award winners. Tim, what does that bring to the festival?
Well, I'm excited about the fact that Kansans, people who are tied to Kansas, are writing incredibly good literature. So to have somebody who was a finalist for the National Book Award is pretty exciting. We're going to have somebody who won the Flannery O'Connor Fiction Prize as well, and somebody who's won the Hefner Heights Prize in Poetry this year. But with Lucas's book, I think he's talking about something very important. To have him talk with Scott Reynolds Nelson, who's written a book about wheat and the growth of wheat, not just in Kansas, but around the world, and how that affects whole economies, whole nations, is an interesting combination. You know, to have somebody thinking about this aquifer and then somebody else on the agricultural end, I just think they'll have a good conversation.
If I'm coming to the festival with some kids in tow, mm-hmm. is this a kid-friendly event?
This year especially it is. That's one of the things we're trying to work on. And so this year we've done a lot to reach out to schools and Big Brothers and Big Sisters and the Kansas Children's Discovery Center, which will actually be there with a tent that has activities for kids. Paper June Bookstore will be there selling books for kids as well. But in terms of panels, one of the fun things we're doing is we're having a set of authors who are children, and they're going to be speaking about their books.
So, wait, little kids?
Yes, yes. We've got one boy who is only about 7 years old, Wyatt Shield from Wichita. And
he's an author?
He's an author. I imagine there's been some help, but he was born, I believe, if I remember right, with an extra finger, and he had to go through surgeries, and it's Wyatt's adventure with the Shriners in this book. Katie O'Toole will be there as well, and she has a book about Izzy the Cowgirl Corgi. And she is a high school student. We're also looking at a book by a woman who has passed away. She died early when she was still in high school in Topeka, Anna Rippon, with a book called The Timekeeper. That's actually a very beautiful book that won a major prize when she was a youth. And people still love it enough that some folks have started to develop an animated version of it, and we'll be there to talk about it. Tammy Sauer and Brad Sneed are two veteran authors with a lot of books, and they're going to read from their books for children at a 9 o'clock session right at the kickoff of the day. For adults, we've got a book that is called Bicycling with Butterflies. I'm curious about this, by Sarah Dykeman, who rode a bicycle along the route of the monarch migration, watching these butterflies and recording what's happening with them. Kate McIntyre, not Kay.
No relation.
is coming, and she was the Flannery O'Connor Fiction Prize winner and has a book called Mad Prairie that's a collection of short stories. Those are a few of the people, but our keynote speaker is K.J. Dell'Antonia, and she is known best for a novel that came out a couple years ago called The Chicken Sisters. And if you've ever been to Pittsburgh and eaten at Chicken Annie's or
Chicken Mary's,
then you know the basis for the story, where a cook crosses over from one restaurant to the other, if I remember
right. Chicken Mimi's to Chicken Franny's.
And suddenly we've got a problem, you know, all hell breaks loose. So she has a new book called Inner Boots, and she's going to talk actually about the reading life and how to keep it enjoyable, you know, to want to keep reading as a keynote speaker at noon.
And again, we'll be featuring her on a future KPR Presents, so stay tuned for that. I'm visiting with Tim Bascom. He's the executive director of the Kansas Book Festival. It takes place on September 24th at Washburn University in Topeka. Tim, to what extent does the Kansas Book Festival try to replicate what other states are doing with their book festivals?
Actually, we don't. And I think that's what's neat about our festival. I would say that most state festivals tend to go reaching for anyone well-known in a wide sense and bring them in a splashy way. And not that we don't want to have well-known authors with that kind of national or international attention, but we really do concentrate on people who have some connection to Kansas. And I find that that doesn't diminish things. I find that, in fact, it focuses in a fun way and helps us have a kind of pride in our own legacy, our own tradition of literature here in this state. It doesn't mean that the authors all actually live in Kansas. Many of them, you know, had glancing relationships to here. Or they had their childhood here and then moved. So we have 18 authors flying in from all over the country, from California and Florida and from New England. And they're terrific authors. And some of them, like K.J. Dell'Antonia, she's a New York Times bestseller. And that just highlights what's happening here in the Kansas sense, and I'm enthused about that. But that's not the whole festival. We've got another 30 exhibitors. In that group, you've got presses like the University Press of Kansas or Metal Arc Books or Flint Hills Publishing, and they'll have their line of books out for people to look at. Then there's also a chance to listen to music. We've got a high school rock band called Bad Astra. We've got group of women who came last year who do terrific sort of bluegrass music called the Church Ladies. And there'll be a storyteller and a puppeteer, Priscilla Howe, from here in Lawrence. And so, you know, there's a whole array of things that one can do, and you can sit down, having gotten some food at a food truck, and just chill out for a while in between things.
Okay. Kansas Book Festival takes place at Washburn University on September 24th. Tim, we'll see you there.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
I've been visiting with Tim Bascom, Executive Director of the Kansas Book Festival. A final note, this year, the Kansas Book Festival is partnering with the Liberate Books Project for a book donation drive. Festival goers are encouraged to bring any new or used books to donate to Kansas jails. I'm Kay McIntyre. KPR Presents is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.